Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everybody gets involved, 10 toes down. Our strongest take of the moment here on Thursday morning. Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats. We'll get our future told to us by Gracie the Witch in 20 minutes. We'll wrap the show with our lightning bets, but first we go 10 toes down. Put all 10 toes down. We have a strong take. Sammy P always starts us off. Sam, what is your 10 toes down for this week?
My 10 toes down is a three-part section. So number one, Oregon going to roll USC. USC, a much different team on the road than it is at home. And if they let the Oregon Ducks play with the physicality that Jeff was talking about when he snuck in here about 40 minutes ago, he is right. USC will not have an answer. They're going to be down early. And really, they can't stop the run. And that's what Oregon's great at. Oregon healthy on the offensive line. Oregon going to do whatever it wants offensively against a team that, yes, can throw, but is going to struggle to run, is going to be down a bunch, and having to play catch-up. So I think Oregon, if you could lay 9.5 right now, I think it's a really good bet. So my first part of a three-part 10 toes down, Oregon. Lay the points and lay it before it gets to 10 everywhere. Part two, Mike Tomlin is going to beat the Bears this weekend. I don't even care if it's Rodgers or Rudolph. I've decided the Bears will lose on Sunday. And part three of 10 toes down, my doctor will never, ever, ever, ever get this thyroid. 10 toes down.
It's his, and you can't have it, okay? It's his body. Not getting his thyroid. All right, very good. 10 toes down. My mind, there is one particular team that I'm thinking about in the National Football League, and we got some unfortunate news yesterday involving one of them, but this one relates to my 10 toes down. You've got the Atlanta Falcons, okay? They have now lost, what, 5 straight games, 3-7 on the season at New Orleans coming up. Kirk Cousins is going to be under center. We got word yesterday, Michael Penix, another season-ending injury. The fifth one of his career. Partially torn ACL. The third torn ACL of his football career. So I started thinking about the Atlanta Falcons and their future, and our guy Ian McMillan, I'm wondering if he's in a good place right now. Probably a worse place if they lose to the Saints and Jets coming up over the next couple of weeks. Here's my 10 toes down with the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris will be fired. They're going to stumble to the end of the season. How could you not with Kirk Cousins under center? If it's not Kirk Cousins, it's going to get even worse. It's going to be a bad last 7 games. Yeah, there's that many more games left in the season for Atlanta. Raheem Morris is going to get fired. Terry Fontenot's the GM. Terry Fontenot started in that organization as a marketing intern. Been there for a long time. Really climbed the ladder. I'm sure Falcons fans would say, see, this guy's not even qualified to be our GM. No wonder we suck. Fontenot took over early 2021. Raheem Morris is his second coach. That's it. End of the line. Zero playoff appearances. 5 years, you're the general manager. We're not even close. You fail with Arthur Smith. You fail with Raheem Morris. I've seen enough. Fontenot gets fired. Clean house in Atlanta. Morris fired. Fontenot fired, which means Ryan Pace gets fired because he's working there too. And the Atlanta Falcons will draft another quarterback because Penix, with a third ACL, a fifth season-ending injury, like, what are we? And so now you're going to put all your chips into that basket? I don't. And you got Cousins now? You're going to have to. Here's the problem. They traded their first-round pick for James Pierce. They don't have a one. It goes to the Rams. They keep on losing. It's probably going to be a top 10 pick that goes to one of the best teams in football. With their second round pick next year, after cleaning house, the Atlanta Falcons will take a quarterback, whoever's left. We know it probably won't be Simpson, Mendoza. Whoever's left after that, best available, the Falcons will take, and they will suck too because it's not going to be a good quarterback. That's my 10 toes down. The Atlanta Falcons are falling apart. In a season in which they had very high expectations. Paul Aspen, what is your 10 toes down? I went with one that I know there's no way that Paul's going to be on because we keep landing on the exact same thing.
Correct. But as you got talking to the Falcons, it got me to add a toe. So 10 toes down, Kirk Cousins will throw for the most passing yards this weekend. Again, a Saints pass defense that is 25th.
How did you both? How? How does this keep happening?
I just came up with it now, Sam. This was not planned.
Oh,
this
is not. Is planned. Drake London playing? Is Drake London playing?
Darnell Mooney's playing, Joe. Probably.
He's doubtful.
Right? Yeah, London's I saw that. Doubtful. He's on my fantasy team. I saw that on my fantasy team. That's fine. Feed Mooney. So yeah, against the terrible That's Saints pass defense leader. In a dome, Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's playing. An addendum, one might say. We're going to go Cardinals. You know I have to go here. The Cardinals are going to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. Every time people want to put their trust in the Jaguars, it falls apart. Huge win as a 3-point dog against the Chargers for the Jaguars. Flip the script. And the Cardinals are going to do that same to the Jaguars this weekend. Probably a red zone pick, turnover, or a couple of them for the Jags. Cardinals, look, we've seen them play with Jacoby Brissett. Took the Colts down the wire. They outgained the Niners, like, by a ton last weekend. Cardinals, live dog this weekend. They'll win outright. And I want to see where Gurch goes before I decide on my last one.
Okay. Okay, we got another one that we're holding Possibly. On to, I think. All right, Jake Hassan, what is your 10 toes down? We'll get to Gurch in a moment.
I got a couple. I'll start with the NFL. I've been saying this one for weeks, but I think the Bears win this week. I think they beat Aaron Rodgers, send him off into the sunset. And then next week on Black Friday, when none of us are here, the Bears just get stomped by a million by the Eagles on the road. Everybody's going to be all excited. Bears win 9 of their last 10 and then just get their hearts ripped out of their chest on a holiday weekend. National television by the Eagles. And everyone's just going to, of course, overreact to that one then. And then just like to remind everyone that it was around this time that we started making the parlays of Jack Cags, which, of course, did not come. But two names for us to start parlaying because Rookie of the Year is open. So the first, I got one for the National League, one for American League. I'll start in the National League because that's the shorter price. At 13-1, if you want to start parlaying some NFL, some college football, whatever you got, 13-1, Bryce Eldridge of the San Francisco Giants. He did come up at the end of the year last year, played 10 games with the Giants. I usually like guys that have made their debut in a small sample, gotten a taste of the majors already. The dude's like 6'7", 250, just absolutely rakes. Has a spot open on the opening day roster. I like it. I didn't do the 6'7 thing on purpose. I hate that Paul called it out immediately. Kind of want to not do it now, but whatever, we're here. So 13-1, let's get those parlays cooking. And then in the American League, Max Clark, 100-1 initial price for the Detroit Tigers. He's top five prospect in baseball. Tigers are going to want to go for it. Should make the opening day roster. He's unbelievably good in center and at the plate. I love him. I think he's way mispriced. You want him to start making some parlays, just start getting that price up and up, especially for us because, you know, a little
or unsure. Could just bet 100-1.
Yeah. Or could also just bet 100-1.
Kids already love Max Clark. Like, they know about Max Clark now. His batting gloves are really one of the most popular ones out there. Yeah. I was like, who?
Like Harper hype? He's like if,
not that like, big he's yet, like
if,
but
if PCA was less annoying and better at baseball.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's already got a lot of buzz there. So I can see that one for sure if he puts a good season together. All right. We have Gertz remaining. Maybe we get back to Paul.
Bears hat with the Indiana sweatshirt.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait. Basketball props? Let's find out. Gertz, what do you have for your 10 toes down?
All right, guys. So I am going to go to Steelers-Bears on Sunday, I think that the Steelers are just going to absolutely destroy the Bears. I'm with Sam, and we're going to go a little bit further, Sam. I think that the Steelers are going to win by 2 touchdowns. You can get Steelers alt spread minus 14.5 at plus.
Bears moon. Hell yeah. That's what I was waiting for. That's exactly what I was waiting
needed
for.
It. Let's needed go. It.
Oh, let's also go with Bears under the team total of 23.5. You can get that at minus 104. I can't find any player props yet, but as soon as the TJ Watt sack props come out, hammer.
Seven.
Hammer the over. And Paul's guy, Kenny Gainwell, over his rushing yards prop. Let's go.
Gainwell.
We all know that Roger still owns the Bears. He'll do it one more time in his career. Steelers, minus 14.5.
If I could do this, I would do it.
That is.
Hey, watch out for that thyroid, Sam. Jeez.
That's true.
Not only did he completely gut Sam after Sam says Pittsburgh money line, I think he gave out the most bets on any team all season long. He gave out Pittsburgh, a Bears team total, TJ Watt props, Kenny Gainwell props.
Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell first touchdown. Kenny Gainwell anytime touchdown. How about that? I can't find the player props.
All right.
Is Jalen Warren going to play? We don't know yet.
I think I got to go Survivor now.
That was when
we were doing the Survivor segment, and Paul had mentioned Bears. I was like, oh, he will be happy when we get to 10 toes down because I am all over the Steelers.
I just sent my list. And I whittled down my NFL list to two. I like to do two NFL. And I crossed off Seahawks minus 13 and shipped Steelers. And that was 10 minutes ago. And I'm already crushed.
This is way worse than the room. You know this. Way worse.
Yeah.
Well, Paul?
One would argue, though, could be due. He could be due to hit everything.
Yeah. You're going to rely on the do factor?
Gainwell, 200 yards. Yeah.
I'm doing 3-plus touchdowns. I don't care what the number is. 3-plus. Paul, so does this change what was hanging in the balance for you?
Yeah. Yeah, my third toe or whatever was going to be Bears. Steamroll the Steelers. So we are now, that is 10 toes down on that. I was waiting for Gertz. I was hoping he wasn't going to be on the Bears. Steamroll? So this is perfect. Steamroll.
No luck factor, block or whatever, crazy return at the end, fumble, game-winning kick.
By a touchdown.
Multiple score. Okay. Gertz said 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
Sam?
The opposite way.
Looking back about 3 minutes ago, I wish I didn't try and strangle myself with that thing.
Well, I was thinking like, yeah, video optics. I was like, but do I care?
What did you grab?
I care for your health. I was just like,
I just saw the end
it's the
it.
It's the thing that pulls the blinds up.
Oh,
it's
the light
shed. Not long, not long enough to do the trick.
Which means he pulled the window up as he's doing that, and someone across the way in New York is like, what the hell is going on over there? Call for help.
You're right. I'm going to close this window.
Yeah.
Man.
Just watching Sam fall into the pit of despair as Gertsch continued to talk and just continued to double, triple, quadruple down was very funny.
Unexpected.
As soon as I saw the Bears hat, sorry, that was sweet relief.
What was it, Indiana? Was it Bears? It ended up being Bears. Three of you guys have strong takes on the Bears game. Sam is on Pittsburgh. We'll see. I can't wait now. Is it going to be vintage Rodgers coming back from the dead or what? But if it's
okay,
if it's Rudolph,
another toe down.
It's anticlimactic. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' wife will not be at the game.
Way to go out on a limb, Paul.
Yeah. Is it Staley? No idea.
Here's what you have to wonder, and I think everybody is thinking about this. What happens when the room comes Bears, -2.5.
The room will never. The room is never laying Bears 2.5.
Room's not coming Bears. I don't see it. What if the room goes Pittsburgh? Is that
Double Jeopardy?
Oh, man. All right.
Gertsch, do we have a disclaimer? You can play going to break.
Yes. Hope you're listening today. The excitement doesn't stop. Gracie the Witch drops by.
Oh, perfect.
Hopefully it's positive news for Sam. We'll find out next. We'll find out about our futures right here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just a taste. Just a taste of what we're going to get coming up. Gracie the Witch is back. Joe O, Sammy P. Everyone has been looking forward to this moment in the show. You can find her on X at North Astrology. So Gracie has all the information the birthdays, locations, and times. And that's the info that she needed so she could help us out and find out what is next for all of us. Gracie, thank you so much for coming back on the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. You know, outside of the Chiefs being 5-5, everything's going well in my life.
Yeah.
You've got to follow Gracie on social. It's just outstanding content. And really, the football conversations have been really fascinating over the years following the Chiefs, who have been very kind to you and very kind to a lot of bettors. But you know the drill. We're not here to talk about the Chiefs. We're here to talk about us, because our Absolutely. Show is not long in the tooth. And you have, if you want to flash up all the notes that you have written down, Joe, she came prepared. She has so many Woo. Notes. Oh, I no. believe we have Joe, myself, Paul, and Jake. Gertch opted out because he couldn't find his birth certificate. So
oh, no.
he will be sitting on the bench for this one. Where would you like to start? I'll give you the baton and you can take it wherever you'd like.
Absolutely. So, Sammy, I obviously have seen your chart before, got to read that one on the last show, and you have so much packed in your third house. And the third house is the one that I really want to focus on for you guys, because you all have third house placements. It's the house of communication, media, journalism, short distance travel, and just yapping in general. It's very brainiac centered. So you guys are all highly intellectual. So I'm not worried about what's going to happen next to you all. You know, with Sam's Mars in his sixth house, he's got to do something that's competitive and fun and actually stimulates his brain. When I went to Joe's chart, it was super exciting because he is also a Cancer rising like myself. So he is ruled by the moon. And that means that the moon is the most important planet in his chart, or the luminary, so to speak. And his moon happens to be in Pisces at the degree of an aviator floating in the clouds. So Joe is meant to travel the world, see different cultures, you know, embrace all these things. And it's a very global placement. It's also a lot with the feet, since Pisces rules the feet. So maybe like a pilgrimage of some sort there. You never know. A hiking trail, some sort of adventure awaits him. As well as, I noticed that Joe's Mars is right on his MC. And that's the placement we look for when we talk about athletes and sports in general. And so with Sam's Mars being in Gemini, it's highly intellectual, it's very analytical and numbers based. And then we get to Joe's Mars, which is in Aries, and it's way more about competition. It's way more fiery. It's way more anger based. Sometimes you might be known for a little bit of a temper. But you know, those are things that help shape you in the long run.
He did just talk about blasting his kids with the leaf blower the other day.
Oh my gosh.
That's would make perfect. Sense, right, Joe?
And Aries rules over children, so directing that towards your children is even more poignant.
Travel the world. If anybody on that show, I would guess that would be Paul Aspen, because he's a man that's traveled the world. I have not done much traveling, I would say so, yet in my life. But man, that's interesting. Feet. That doesn't mean feet finder. Right?
No, not at all. That is definitely more of like you are active with your feet. You're either on your feet a lot, you're running around a lot, but you do yeah. have to take care of your feet. They are a sense of spiritual connection for you.
I guess I should get that.
Don't you need foot surgery? Don't
you?
You need foot surgery. Yeah. He does. He actually needs foot surgery.
Are you serious? Yes. That's wild. You need to take care of your feet. They're a very crucial part to your life.
Oh, man.
My favorite chart, though, I do have to have a little bit of a bias here. My favorite chart was Paul's. Paul has this amazing moon and Jupiter conjunction in his 12th house, and this is the storm chaser degree. It is known as the unexpected thunderstorm. So I don't know if you have any like desires to chase storms, but it's in your chart very loudly.
Not top of the list, but okay. You know, it's time for a change. Maybe we could see.
I love that. Channel. And, you know, you guys both, Paul and Jake, have both very interesting charts. I did enjoy that Jake has his moon in Virgo as well as his north node in Virgo. So that's very physical. That's very connected with the body. And that's also a little bit neurotic. So you need to remember to breathe a lot.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Weighted blanket.
Checks out.
But, you know, with Jake's chart, he's a Leo rising. He's very front-facing, very much center of the stage, enjoys being in the center of the stage as well. And you also have a very financially lucrative life ahead of you. So things might feel a little bit like squeamish right now, but they're definitely going to get better for sure.
Let's go.
Jake, go ahead. I know you have follow-ups, Jake.
I thought you'd have more follow-ups about me than I do.
If you guys are looking for the next direction, though, you guys all have a lot of solid business placements as well as media and communication placements. So I don't think it's going to be something that's down long. Joe, for you, you do have a really big transit coming up in June of 2026, and that is your Jupiter return. And that is when all the abundance that you have given out in the world comes back to you.
Good, because that's when my severance is up.
Perfect. I was mentally doing the math. I was like, that's perfect timing.
I love that you guys are kind of so lighthearted about this. A lot of people be like, oh my gosh, it's all ending. But like, there are so many new beginnings that come with endings. So I know that you guys are going to be set, especially because you're so entertaining. You have a great dynamic and you guys actually have a lot of placements that work all well together. So if there was something where you guys wanted to go out on your own and try to entrepreneur your way through it, you absolutely could.
Guys, I mean, storm content. Who's coming with me? We're basically doing Twister 3.0.
Yeah, I'm in Kansas, so storm chasing is a big thing here.
We could send Paul, like every week, we could send Paul to the worst weather city where there's a game, and Paul can do live reports as he's getting blown into the lake or whatever.
That would be
something
perfect.
To think about. Captivating content.
Joe will be out traveling the world.
I'd do that.
Am I the only one with the temper moon? Out of the four,
you don't have a temper moon. You have a really emotional moon, and so that can be like there's just a flood of emotions within your chart. You know, Jake's moon is over at 22 degrees Virgo, and then we have Paul's moon at 2 degrees Aquarius. Those are a little bit more behind the scenes, a little bit more analytical. They're a little bit more. So it's kind of fitting that producer wise, and then having Joe's moon in the ninth house there, and then having Sam's moon in the ninth house. It's very much a travel. So maybe you guys could do like a road show. I don't know if you guys have any interest in traveling and going to different places, but there's very much an air of travel and hitting all over the world. So you could just be globally famous from wherever it is that you're streaming, and that's another option as well.
Okay. I would like to ask about anything that you uncovered or anything you found that you saw and went, ooh. I mean, there had to be something.
I mean, the one reason that I said that Paul's chart was one of the favorite ones to look at is because he is going through the most intense transit with Pluto conjunct his moon right now. So there's a lot of emotional obstacles as well as transformation happening. Not sure if you're into aliens at all, but that is also a very like big UFO and like extraterrestrial and like all things unknown placement to have your moon in the 12th house. You also need a lot of alone time. That is something that's definitely going to be hitting. And then with Jake's chart, the South Node is currently transiting all of his Virgo placements. And Jake has six placements in Virgo. So that's very much daily routine is important. Keeping your health up is important. Making sure that you aren't too nervous. Your gut health is really important because all the planets rule over different areas of the body, too. So that's why I mentioned all that.
Going to space, guys.
I'm here for this. By yourself.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Literally send me to the moon. Whatever.
Just get me out of here.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys agree, but there are definitely some things here that are mentioned. I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty spot
on. I think the
foot
surgery one was pretty loud. I was like, if that is something that you need to do, you absolutely need to get that done before February 2026, if you can.
It's good timing.
Damn. Yeah, I guess this winter. Yeah. Yeah.
Time to take care of your feet. Yeah. Right. And, you know, honestly, Patrick Mahomes has a lot of the same Virgo transits going on that Jake has. There's a lot of intense, back and forth struggles. He's got his Saturn return happening right now. And, You know, Saturn returns are difficult when you're coming of age around 30, 31, 32. That's when Saturn return hits the hardest. And it could be a big shift. It can be a crumbling of sorts. It's all about your health and wellness. And I haven't seen anything bad for Mahomes in the upcoming game. If anything, the Chiefs have a huge chance right now to take all of this misplaced energy. You know, Mahomes is so fired up. He's so angry. Kansas City is a very big, small town. And the people that are around Mahomes are close by in the area. And it's like he has never been more angry about the way he's been playing, the way everyone else has been playing. And it's like this amped up energy. So if we can contain that and harness that going into that Colts game, we do have a strong chance. The Chiefs are able to have this massive transit towards the end of January, which could piss everybody off again because they'd be back in the Super Bowl. But this really is obviously a make or break game coming up for them. And while they have a lot of transformative energy with Pluto and the South Node, it's going to be something that is up to them. But this upcoming game, the Vertex, which is the very, very highlight point of the chart, is in Virgo, so I do feel like Mahomes is going to shine and take this one on his back and get the win.
All right. If people are just checking in, they might be a little confused. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with Gracie the Witch at North Astrology over on social media. She's a big Chiefs fan, so that's why she had a lot of intel there on that team. What about college football? During our off-air conversation, Paul reminded us that when we had you on last year, you were in on the Ohio State Buckeyes, and we all know what happened there with them winning the championship. Is there anything that you're seeing in college football?
Right now in college, I'm going to go all in on Georgia. I'm a huge fan of their program, and anyone that has that cute of a mascot, you got to go with. And it's a very feminine answer of me to be going with the mascot here, but also the stars do line up quite a bit. So Ohio State had an incredible run last year. They also won the game on their lunar return. So that was definitely a highlight for me to see and learn more with Ohio State. And that was just kind of one of those runs that you just watch and you're like, yeah, this all makes sense. So with Georgia, I'm definitely going to be in on them.
I might have to get some Georgia stock because Joe and I last year predicted Ohio State. You came on the show, didn't even know our predictions. You predicted Ohio State, and then we didn't even bet it, and it cost us money because we didn't listen to our inner voice and in your beliefs, and it cost us. It's our own fault, honestly.
You got to get one of those spiritual counsels like Kelly in Vegas has.
Yep. Well, we also called Notre Dame, rather George. Ohio State, if I could speak. Ohio State over Notre Dame, and we didn't bet that one either.
Wow. You guys definitely, obviously, there's a lot of betting placements in all of your charts, too. You guys all have fifth house placements. Joe, you have the most fifth house placements, so betting and hobbies are definitely something that stick out to you, and it's something that is quite spiritual to you. I have written down that betting and also women give you many blessings, especially groups of women.
Let's go!
You've got this.
That's amazing.
Feet,
that's so good.
Women.
That's what I'm travel about.
Yeah.
Travel. We'll see you in Valhalla, Joe.
Living the life for sure.
Oh, I'm this is awesome. Phenomenal. Was there anything else NFL wise aside from your Chiefs that you think is noteworthy?
You know, I've been following along with a lot of the teams, and a lot of the teams were founded around the same time. So I use a chart from the day that they were founded or announced or had permission to found. And so they're all right there in the late 50s, early 60s. So a lot of the old guard teams are having these rougher years. Philadelphia is one of them for sure. They're having these South Node transits as well. And the South Node is like this karmic reckoning magnet that goes around, and it's a nodal point on the moon. It's not an actual planet or placement. So it's just this vibe, and it's a bad vibe right now. The NFL in general has the same birthday as Patrick Mahomes. So if you want to know if they're struggling a little bit, they absolutely are. They have an exact birth chart since they were at like 6:10 p.m. in Canton, Ohio on September 17th. And they have a lot of struggles coming up. So I think that there's going to be a lot more reform. especially in the concussion and CTE stuff that's going on with the transit of Chiron and Aries. So the NFL has a lot of paperwork coming up, a lot of possible protesting coming up, and really they just want to make sure that everything is as smooth as possible because there's a lot of changes going on in the NFL in general. But Philadelphia Eagles have been one of the ones that I've been watching, and I'm like, damn, they really are getting hit just as hard as the Chiefs are. So it's been hard to watch, but those two Super Bowl teams were, you know, matching up at the beginning of the year, and we had a lot of high hopes. But for now, we're just hoping that the Chiefs can get to another win at some point this season.
There you go, Grace of the Witch at North Astrology. Thank you so much for your time. We have a lot to unpack on the other side about what we just heard. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lightning bets coming up in a few minutes. We'll see if we have some room stuff, but we just got a lot of stuff in the last segment from Gracie the Witch. I don't think it disappointed at all. Great idea, Sam, to bring her on and tell us our future. I don't think she was pandering, do you, to where it was like it was going to be all positive stuff? Because it wasn't all positive, but I enjoyed it. Sam, remind us, you were the first one, so I kind of forget because it was a while ago. What were the big takeaways from what she told you?
That I'm in for something very competitive, and that I will use my brain and a lot of analytics, and that I will be just fine, basically, is what I heard. Now, maybe I misheard that because that's what I wanted to hear, but it sounded like that it's going to be a very competitive time for me. I don't know. Again, like, some of this stuff, let's be very honest, some of this stuff is a little vague. She got pretty specific, though, with a bunch of things. Like, if you read the horoscopes in the paper, and it's like, Aries, good fortune will find you soon. Shut up. You know, like, if you want to come on a show and say you need to get your feet figured out, and then Joe says he's been putting off foot surgery, that's what I'm talking about. There were little vague tones. There were little vague tones, I guess, but she did expand And she did get specific with a lot of things. And that's why I think some people have a hard time with astrology, because a lot of the stuff that we hear is very, like, safe, right? You don't take risks. Yes, it's very safe. It's very conservative. You don't take chances. You don't make grand predictions. But for her to say that you need to take care of your feet and you have something coming June 26th and you're like, oh, that's when my severance runs up. Like, we didn't tell her anything aside from our date of birth, our time of birth, and our location. So we gave her none of that. And I think she got pretty aggressive with a lot of the projections.
And for me, someone who's going to travel the world, she kept going back to that. I'm like, wait a second. She's talking to someone who has a sixth and a seventh grader. I have not done much traveling in my life at all. Like, I've left the country like once. Like, Paul's the world traveler on the show. So I thought that was really interesting and not something that I envisioned. The women was also very interesting. Lots of women. That's what I heard. Did I mishear it?
No, groups.
Groups of women. I'm a fan of women. I'm an advocate for women.
Always said that about you.
I like women. And so, and I think she nailed it.
Your temper, too. Your temper moon.
Oh, the temper. Man, she got me. What does she know? Who'd she talk to? She talked to my wife? That's my question. I didn't tell her what the birth time was for, so she had no idea. We're going to see Paul pretty soon on the new season of Unsolved Mysteries, because he's going to be breaking down UFOs.
UFOs and storms. I got to go back and listen and, like, digest and translate a bit. So, yeah, we'll see. I was like, for a minute, I was like, did she get switched up our charts, like, with the travel, and then I don't know, I could see you being a storm chaser. But
me
no.
being the UFO guy?
Well, yeah. The storm thing I've got to dive back into. Yeah.
Do you believe believe in aliens?
Sure.
Yes, he does. He's a believer.
Yeah. That was another moment when I almost laughed out loud when she asked Paul, do you like aliens or something like that? I'm like, where is this going? You know,
not anti.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to Kelly about this tomorrow.
I will say,
she's very interested.
Like, Jake's always been, the ocean is scarier than space. I've been always been more of a space guy than Jake, I think. Mm. So that makes sense. Yeah.
What do we get on Jake? Do we get anything?
Aside from being rich,
yeah,
he's going to have some physical connectivity, I believe, is what I heard.
With?
Hell yeah. Atta
I don't boy. Know. I was hoping for a name. I wanted a name so bad. I wanted a name.
I love it.
HM is crazy. Not-
Oh, man. That was well worth it, though. That was good. Gertz is probably jealous. He wishes he could find the deposit box and get his birth time info. There's no doubt. I'm kind of scared what would have been said about Gertz, but who knows? Maybe he was as well. All right, lightning bets time. Did we get anything on the room?
We got the room.
Cool.
Oh, we got the room.
What do we have?
Yeah.
Where's the room?
Where are we at?
All right, top five most bet props at BetMGM for tonight's Thursday night football game. Number five, Josh Allen under 30.5 passing attempts.
Against this defense, maybe that's about game script. I don't know where to go with that one. Under 30.5 attempts. All right.
Okay. Nico, number four. Nico Collins, over 5.5 receptions made.
Juice?
They did not include him, so I can dig that up.
Okay. It's all right. No worries.
Yeah.
Probably -125, -130.
Probably.
I think number three might be our fade.
Okay.
It is Jaden Higgins over 29.5 receiving yards.
The Nico juice by is the minus way. 140.
Minus 140. Yep.
Huh.
Of course. Okay.
Did you say Higgins over or under?
Over.
Over 29.5 receiving yards. Okay. Yeah. A little off the beaten path.
Ooh, I think I found our fade because everyone saw this dude catch a missile from like halfway down the field. Tyrell Shavers, over 22.5 receiving yards.
That's the one.
Yep.
Yes.
That's the one.
And that was a great catch, but Allen was finding everybody. Remember, he threw it to 10 different receivers last week. 10. So Shavers was one of them, and he probably made the best play in the end zone. So that's going to stand out to people. No chance. I wouldn't take any receiver over on Buffalo. You don't know where it's going to go.
They spread it out too much. And also, this Texans defense is really good. That's why I wouldn't be looking at a lot of player props over. I think this could be a really ugly football game. And we had Mike Shope on from WGR in Buffalo, and he said 20-17 final. Now, that leans into my Texans thought and Joe's under thought, under 43. So to hear Mike say that, it was refreshing. Because, we do have a lot of guests on. And if we have a Packers guest on, they're going to say Packers by 14. If we have a Lions guest, they're going to say Lions by 25. You know, to have a Bills guest on that says, oh, no, they're not a lock to win this thing, and it's going to be close. That is refreshing. I'll speak for myself.
For sure. Totally agree.
Juice on Shavers, minus 118. So pretty like in the neighborhood of where they usually list these, not like a minus 140 like Nico. And then the number one most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight. Joe, I think you had the right angle going with Nick Chubb because they're on Woody Marks over 64.5 rushing yards.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy that. I get it. Okay, who's the RB1 for the Texans? Look at this matchup. Bills can't stop the run. Not a surprise at all, but this guy has not been producing. He's really not doing much. I know he's getting the majority of the work, but yeah. I mean, I'll start it off. Chubb's my play. Chubb's my prop in this game. 20.5 is available, I think, at BetMGM, a slightly juiced 21.5, just about every other book. So I'm going over on Chubb rushing yards, and I'm playing the under in this game. I'm holding off, though, Sam, because I think there's a decent chance that we do see a 44. It's 43.5 across the board. But as we get closer to the game, Josh Allen playing, wouldn't surprise me if this total bumps up to 44. So I will be playing the under and Chubb rushing yards. How about you?
I like the Chubb play. Let's make that a show bet. I'll tail the Chubb bet, and then also I'm going to take the Texans, and the best number I can get right now, I believe, is plus 6. Oh, my goodness, the sixes are gone.
Yeah.
All gone. Did not realize that.
We were
hypnotized by me trying to strangle myself with the cord and Gracie the Witch. We missed the move from 6 to 5.5. Yeah, I'm still in. If they lose by exactly 6.
Right. There's a couple sixes.
Let's just call it. Houston plus 5.5. I saw this, by the way, during one of our breaks. Gator Plays, who follows the show, tweeted at us. Kevin Masari tweeted this out. Houston is a house of horrors for the Bills. Horror. They have lost their last 5 games and have not won there since 2006. Josh Allen is 0-3 there in Houston. Not that that's a big sample size, but
yeah,
kind of plays into the mindset that this is not a layup for the Buffalo Bills tonight.
No, it's not. And Mike's mentioned that is definitely on the minds of Bills fans for tonight. Paul Aspen, what are you doing for LBs?
Muted. Aliens got your mic.
I'll go with the Shavers. That's my alien voice. I'll go with the Shavers fade under 22.5. I'll tell our guy Mike Shope on Moore, Elijah Moore at 10-1 for an anytime touchdown. And I'll just reiterate because we got the Gracie stamp of approval. Georgia, 10-1. Get it well.
There you go. What? Do you remember what it was before Texas?
Ooh.
Like 12.
Yeah, it wasn't a huge move. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Not a bad look. Jake, anything?
I mean, I think I have to play Max Clark 100-1 rookie of the year now, right? Like after Gracie said, what a lucrative financial future.
Serious question. Could that move? Like, would that something like that move? Do you think it'll get enough like love to
Clark? Probably not until spring. Like if he has a like, okay. It'll be like a Cags thing. Like if he has a big spring, then it'll drop. But I mean, after hearing what we just heard, I feel like got to do it.
Yep, I could see that that number dropping a little bit. All right, good early look there. For Sam, I'm Joe, and for Paul and Jake, that was fun. That was interesting. I'm going to have to go back to that Gracie segment and listen again just so I get all of the details. I think each of us will do that. We'll talk about the football tomorrow right here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.